The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult, for consenting adults, over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy.
48, 49, 50, thanks. I can't believe I finally did it. 1 second. Okay. Can you help me up? Oh, thank you. Huh? The mirror. God. If you told me a year ago that I'd look like that now, just oh, wow. I can't believe it. So this is it, right? Our last session? A whole year it's been. I mean, it's been amazing. I can't thank you enough. You've been here and been there for me to push me to be my best and and my worst, yeah. I know you gave me everything I need to keep going by myself, but it's been really nice having a gym buddy every day. Seriously, I have half a mind to reserve you for another whole year. Kidding. If I could afford it, I would. Trust me. No, I mean it. Seriously. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart. I was wondering, if you'd be interested in maybe coming over for dinner tonight? Yeah, I want to thank you properly with a good meal. And the nest will be empty too, so we won't have anybody bugging us while we eat. So, what do you say? Home-cooked meal, peace and quiet. Yeah? Yay! Okay, great. Dinner will be at 7 o'clock sharp, but you can come earlier if you want. Up to you. Thank you again. I'm gonna go shower and head out of here. I'll see you later. Hi! Come here. Give me a hug. And a little early, too. Good to see you. Come inside. Oh my god, no! It's okay. Come in. We can hang out in the living room. Do you want a glass of wine? One doesn't hurt, right? Okay. Let me just... Had a good drive over? Good. Here you go. Oh, I don't know. All I know is that it's cheap. Here, have a seat. Comfy, right? I always wanted a big sectional like this. So yummy. I mean, it's great when you have a big family. Too bad. I had to fight my ex-husband tooth and nail to buy it. God. Look at me. Literally one sip of wine and I'm already bringing him up. Sorry. No, it's okay. You're very polite, but I know you don't want to hear all about that. You were getting at least paid for it the last time I ranted to you about the whole divorce thing. Look, I have a confession to make. I didn't invite you here with the purest of intentions. Can I sit a little closer to you? Okay, I'm really grateful for you. No, I know it's your job, but I know other things too. I know that you weren't shy about looking at my body. I know that I felt a spark when you accidentally touched me. Call them harmless if you want, but there was something electric in them. It was something more. Is this okay? I didn't just invite you here for dinner. I'm gonna show you exactly how much I appreciate you. Spread your legs apart. I'm gonna get on my knees. Still a little sore from the gym. Wow. It's nothing. I've been imagining it for weeks. It's perfect. Your cock is perfect. Can I admit something else to you? I've only ever been with one other person. Seriously. Like at all. Meaning, this is the second cock I've ever touched. Oh, doesn't it feel nice? My ex wasn't very adventurous. He was a missionary for procreation kind of guy. Sad, right? But that's not you, is it? Yeah. If you were, I wouldn't have your cock in my hand right now, would I? No, I wouldn't be stroking it like this. It feels nice being in my hands. I like the way you feel. He treated me like a delicate flower. Like my petals would fall off if he wasn't gentle. I never had the chance to let loose. And he never let himself loose on me. I don't want that anymore. This is a little crass, but I want to be broken. Yeah, I don't want someone to make love to me. I'm in the best shape of my life right now, thanks to you. I want someone to fuck me. All my ex-husband ever did was make me a mom. But I want someone to make me a whore. Will you do that for me? Will you make me your whore? Perfect. Now, let me show you how much I appreciate you. Oh. looking at me like that? Like that. Like you. Like you need me. No. Please keep looking. If you keep doing that, I'll suck your cock all night. I have another confession to make. I've never deep-throated anyone before, and I maybe kind of practiced a little bit with a dildo. For you. That's right. I was taking a dildo in my throat, pretending it was you, knowing I was gonna invite my sweet, sexy personal trainer here to get his dick sucked. Oh. Come on. Don't act like you hadn't thought about it. All the time we spend together. You probably jerked off to something like that, right? No, God, no. I love it when you're so forward with me. It's hot. Now let's find out if the practice was worth it. Definitely worth it. Is that nice, huh? The divorced mom from the gym choking on your cock. Help me. Grab my head and push me down. That's it. Don't be shy. I told you I wanted you to meet me a whore, remember? Slap me with it. Nothing, it is a little funny. I love it. Slap me with that hard cock. Yes. Am I being a good little slut? Tell me how. Are you fucking kidding me? That was the hottest thing that's ever happened to me. One more time. Make me choke on you and call me a good girl again, please. Oh my god. Butt movies, please. You're just so amazing. I can't believe I waited this long to do this with you. Unprofessional, maybe. But wouldn't that have made it all the more fun? You already admitted to jerking yourself off to the thought of me. I don't think I could have helped myself if your hands lit up the inside of my thigh. In that mirror in the training room, wouldn't you have liked watching my head bob back and forth on your cock in there? I love this. Being on my knees for you. I want more. What do you say, Mr. Personal Trainer? Do you want some MILF pussy? Because I want this cock inside of me. And I want to show you the body you helped create. Let me just take all of this off. Does my naked body look the way you thought it would? Toned and tight? You should already know. You helped me sculpt every part of this perfect body. In some ways, it belongs to you. I want you to take it. Make me your whore. Oh, that's it. Grab my ass. And touch my pussy. Where do you want me? Over the couch? Of course, whatever you want. Here. I'm wiggling my ass for you. Do you like to see that wet pussy? Take it. Take it. Fuck. I've waited so long for this. I touched myself to the thought of you fucking me. I can't wait anymore. Please put your cock inside me. Give this milk pussy the best
stick my light harder. Don't fuck me like him. Oh, fuck it like you paid for it. That's right. That's right. Take it. Fuck me like a good little whore. Make me take it. Fuck me. Take it. Yes. Take that hard fucking cock. That's my good little arm. How many other moms do you know that look this good taking dick?
I've never had an orgasm from penetration like that. It's true. Okay. Are you ready? I want you to fuck me hard and fast and make yourself come, okay? Wherever you want, big boy. I mean it. Wherever you want. Oh my god, you found my slutty little puppy. Oh my god, I can't believe this is happening. Just like that. Fuck me like my ex never could. Make me your personal whore. I'll take it. I saw it in your eye when I said you could come anywhere. Yeah, I saw the look. You're gonna pull me up, aren't you? Yeah, you're gonna claim my pussy for yourself. It's all I ever wanted. It's all I ever wanted ever since the day you started training me. All I could think about was taking your cum inside you. It's
find me when you do it for me. Fuck your good little horse, cut nice and hard, and come in our pussy.
Trust me. Can you grab me one of those tissues? The last thing I want to do is get a cum stain on this couch. No, nothing against your cum. I'm actually very interested in getting deeply acquainted with it in the future. There's just so much that I've never tried. Facial, swallowing. I mean, there's so much. You think you'd be interested in giving me a crash course? Well, my ex-husband only ever came inside of me. Uh-huh. But that pleasure is reserved for you now, though. Mm-hmm. I bet it does. Keep playing your cards right, and there will be plenty more cream pies in your future, too. Well, I kind of expected us to do this after we ate, honestly. It would have been a hell of a dessert. I hope we didn't spoil dinner already. Maybe if there's time and you're up for it, we could have dessert twice in one night. It's just you and me after all. And I'm very interested to find out what your cum tastes like.